Good morning. Welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. My name is Lonnie Corley, and I am your host this week. This week, we are looking at some Old Testament examples of people who trusted in God in difficult times. Today, we will be looking at a particular event in the life of David. This is an event that we are no doubt all very familiar with, but a review of this story is always good to strengthen our faith in God and to remind us of how God strengthens and helps those who put their trust in Him. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, we find the Philistine army camped near the army of Israel with a valley separating the two armies. The Philistines were taunting the armies of Israel by sending out their champion, Goliath, to challenge anyone from Israel to come out and fight him. Goliath was a giant, about 9 feet tall, and a well-trained soldier. Saul and the armies of Israel were very afraid of him. Listen to the tough talk of Goliath that we find in 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning in verse 8. Goliath says, "Choose a man as your representative and have him come down to me. If he is able to fight me and kill me, then we will become your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall become our servants and serve us." At this time, David was still a young man, probably a teenager, still too young to serve in the army like his brothers. When David came to the camp of Israel to bring supplies to his brothers, he heard about the taunts of the Philistine giant. David began to talk to the men about the situation and ultimately goes to King Saul and volunteers to face Goliath in battle. Listen to David's reply to King Saul when he initially objected to David's plan because of his youth and inexperience. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, verses 36 and 37, David says, "Your servant has killed both a lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, since he has defied the armies of the living God." Saul then allowed David to go up against Goliath. David would not wear the armor that Saul gave him, but rather chose to go armed only with his staff, a shepherd's bag, a sling, and 5 stones. When David approached Goliath, the giant made fun of him, but listen to how David responded to Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, beginning in verse 45. It says, "But David said to the Philistine, 'You came to me with a sword, a spear, and a saber, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you and remove your head from you. Then I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that this entire assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword or by spear, for the battle is the Lord's. He will hand you over to us." David had great faith that God would provide the victory over the Philistine, even though the odds from a purely physical standpoint were overwhelming against him. David knew that with God on his side, victory was assured, regardless of how the situation looked to everyone else. We know the rest of the story, but notice the confidence that David had as he went up against Goliath. David knew God was with him. In verses 40, beginning in verse 48, it says, "Then it happened when the Philistine came closer to meet David that David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand into his bag and took from it a stone and slung it and struck the Philistine on his forehead. And the stone penetrated his forehead and he fell on his face to the ground. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of its sheath, and he finished him and cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled." David went on to later become the king of Israel and to write most of the book of Psalms, including many which constitute prophecies of the coming Messiah. Jesus ultimately came into the world through the family of David. Listen to what Luke records for us about David in Acts chapter 13. Beginning in verse 22, it says, "After he had removed him, that is Saul, he raised up David to be their king, concerning whom he also testified and said, 'I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will.' From the descendants of this man, according to promise, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. Trusting in God like David did and doing his will result in us also being considered people after God's own heart. Do you have that kind of trust and faith? Have a blessed day.